Blog Talk Radio.
Backward, turn backward, O time, in your flight. Take me back to the allure of Egypt just for tonight. I'd love to travel to Egypt. What history! The treasures, the sights, and ancient culture. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. Imagine being live on Blog Talk Radio, and then, after the show is over with, Egypt, the allure of Egypt, will be archived, and you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and enter September 29th, 2017 and Egypt. It is so romantic. Do you remember Elizabeth Taylor starring in Cleopatra? And that movie continues to fascinate audiences. You could email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. And do log on to my websites, simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com, C-A-T-H-I, watson.com. Click on all of the buttons. And then remember to click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare, starring Roger Plummer and Kathy Watson. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Wait till you hear Roger's voice. Our bags are packed. We would love to entertain you. Rates individually assessed. Now click on books. In the first one, they're all nonfiction. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. And it's self-published. You know that. I'm a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. I wrote the book, about 10 years ago. But my mission and passion is to change, redefine the perception of aging, not only in America, but in the world. Oh, yes, we are living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many. Oh, darlings, it doesn't have to be that way. In the book, I share with you my methods, techniques, decades in research and development. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Just learn my easy-to-learn, all-natural methods, techniques, and they're yours for life. For more information on this powerful method, contact Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And when you log on, go to Amazon. I do believe that the book is there. Now, I can't be sure, but something just... It may be on Amazon, but you could also get it through me, email, and then the soft copy. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Scroll down to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. It's a tribute to the contributing authors, celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, challenges. You'll embrace the determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. What can you learn? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And yes, darlings, you can live your life in paradise. That's available at Author House. Scroll down to the Heart of the Lion. Traverse the Masai Mara and the Serengeti with me. What a trip. I wrote a journal. And then when I came home, I was introduced to Tom Puttrick. Oh, he said, have I got a storyline? And he wrote the story. Now, part of it is true and part of it is fiction, nonfiction. You decide. It's available at Ex Libris and Amazon. Now, while you're on Amazon, I want you to click on 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Volume 2, I Am, Chapter 3, Aging with Style, The Passionate Warrior. Some time ago, I think it was 1980, someone asked me to give myself a title that would support my mission statement. And my mission in life is to help everyone look and feel younger and better longer than they ever thought possible. Men, women, people of all ages, ethnicities. Almost immediately, like a rocket zooming, I got my title, The Passionate Warrior. And I invite you to join me with an open mind, to embrace the new, eradicate old archaic thinking and trends that will keep you locked up and a prisoner forever, living in the past. The form is changing, 20-somethings. Seeking and searching, life is theirs to dare. In the 20s, they're bulletproof in mind, body, and spirit. 30s, twinkling and thriving. Did you know that by the age of 30, you've reached cellular maturity? Think of how you look and feel right now. I want you to imagine that you're a rosebud about ready to blossom, opening up to drink and embrace the elixir of youth. Don't you want to keep that blossom alive and healthy for as long as possible? You water and nourish a rose bush, and this is what you're going to have to do with your body. Water, nourish, love your body. So I'm asking, if you wear out your body, where will you live? 40s, flashing and fleeting. Some call this midlife, but that's rather relative. Is this a wake-up call? 50s, fabulous and flirty. Are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? 60s, sexy and sizzling. A new era is emerging for the ageless, aging with glamour, style, vigor. Did you know that you can have a sizzling, sensational second half of life? You can energize your life. You can have a fulfilling life regardless of age. You can refire, not retire, the passion in your life. You can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Aging has been theorized, intellectualized, spiritualized, but never, ever glamorized. That's changing. Who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous and handsome after 60 and beyond? 70s, simply sensational, a call to action. Get in the mix in 2017, the year of renewal and choices. The new aging paradigm redefines aging in the dynamic. 70, 80-year-old is the new face of the 40, 50. 80s, congratulations, you're a survivor, you've made it. You're living life to the fullest. The best is now, and better is yet to come. Get the book. It is selected and introduced by David Ricklin. It is 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. And darling, so 115 of us just really went through the abyss to walk alongside of you to help you enjoy your life like it's golden. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the allure is Egypt. There's something about Egypt that attracts almost everyone. The art is spectacular. The art is absolutely spectacular. The hieroglyphics, mysterious. The pyramids, awe-inspiring, and we can even have the mummies of the pharaohs to contemplate. For 2,000 years, the world has been smitten with Egyptomania. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And I know what I'm talking about. I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. You want to get in touch with me? Share your story? Email kathystudio@sbcglobalnotbad.net. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? I give a voice to my passion Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Do you want to be the star of your very own half-hour show? The world is waiting for you. What do you have? What idea do you have that's still dancing in your heart? So close your eyes and imagine your very own half-hour radio show sharing your story with the world. Now, I'm going to be the choreographer, but you're the one that's going to promote it. It's your story, your way you own it. Internet radio is a powerful marketing tool. It's exploding. Now, after you get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, sbcglobal.net, we pick a day and a time, and I become your outside advocate. And of course, there's a one-time modest fee, but it's promoting you instead of advertising in the other areas. The formula is name recognition, repetition, 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 exposure, exposure. So have you written a book? You got 2,000 copies sitting in your garage or your abasement? Get in touch with me. I could help you. Do you have this dream still dancing in your heart about a book that you want to write or an experience that you have that you want to share with the world? Well, you could do it on your own talk radio show. It could be a half hour. It could be an hour. Yeah, Live with Kathy is partially sponsored. I really think of them as my partners, not my sponsors. But get in touch with me. Let's talk. Michmo Devanit. And let's make it happen for you. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, Ironworkers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dompedyon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International in Canada. They're the Dompedyon of the trades. Did you know that Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? And it's both for men and women. testosterone, and estrogen. Log on ironworkers.org. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, and brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Yeah, and I've told you before, they offer a full spectrum in career development. But darlings, you have to qualify. So you log on ironworkers.org, and don't forget the CD. Ah, what a noble profession. I open with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man. And I'm paying homage to the strength and the creativity of the ironworker. And then I segue down into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, recognizing the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. You can get a copy of it. The running time is about 6 minutes. And I wrote it in one sitting. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship. One family at a time. Oh, they're awesome. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age. The Bon Vivant is the creator, the master of unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. Wire arts, sculpture, leatherworks, all original. Oh, his latest, the violin. Absolutely magnificent. Do you want to find out more about the Bon Vivant? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre. Oh, RCPA, you have a little tax issue? You could email Greg at ahtax@ameritech.net. And looks do matter. Come on, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger, all releases toxins into the body. I want you to live your life like it's golden. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And then Edith Nam, another author extraordinaire. We're on the same page. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. You're all in the habit of toxic, negative thinking. And next week, you've got to tune in. Write this down. October 4th, 5th, and 6th, The Power of Habit. How habits work. How to create new habits. How transformation occurs. Don't you remember how many times do I have to tell you that you are the creator of your life? All of the choices that you made brought you to where you are today, and you can't blame anyone. Now, you can get Edith's book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by HBB. Home-based businesses, they're exploding. You don't need a college degree. More people are really making money starting from nothing. I had my own home-based business when I was 25. And you don't have to invest huge capital. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, encouraging you to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? You need the formula, and I have the formula. Get in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Now back to our story. The allure of Egypt. I have the whole book. It was from the editors of Archaeology. And they have, and Napoleon's Egyptian expedition, he was way ahead of his time. Darlings, I think he was only 29. And the general search for glory led to the birth of Egyptology. It is unbelievable. Bonaparte would be a new Alexander the Great, but there was far more to the young general than the military ambition. Yes, he would colonize Egypt, but he would also reveal to Europe the hidden Orient. He would study and record every aspect of Egypt. Did you ever wonder, when he lived, how did he know? Did they have pens? Did they have paper? I really don't know. I really don't know. I'd love to go to Egypt. The hieroglyphics, mysterious. The pyramids, oh man, awe-inspiring. And we even have the mummies of the pharaohs to contemplate. For 2,000 years, the world has been smitten with Egyptomania. And do you know that they mummize? They turn their little puppy dogs and their pets into mummies. The Greeks revered the ancient Egyptians. The Victorians deciphered them. Napoleon, oh, what a creative mind. He created a fabulous dinner service for Josephine with dozens of hand-painted Egyptian scenes. I think he was a romantic. Backward, turn backward, old time, in your flight. Take me back to circa 1890 just for tonight. Did you know that cigar box labels regularly sported pharaohs and queens to help sell the stogies? And in 1922, the discovery of Tut's tomb escalated the mania. And then, of course, we have Elizabeth Taylor in Cleopatra, and she continues to fascinate audiences. I'm going to see if I could get a copy of it. I'd love to view that again. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and you could get in touch with me by email, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Oh, darlings, I have to digress for just a moment. I'm going to come back to Napoleon in Egypt, but I have to share this with you. It's a PSA, public service announcement. This Sunday, United Nations Day of Older Persons. But Sunday is going to be October 1st. On Sunday, we will join communities around the world in observing the International Day of Older Persons. October 1st was designated by the United Nations in 1990 to recognize the vital contributions of older people globally and to encourage member nations to thoughtfully address their increasingly aging population. You know, older adults, their contributions to our society are many because they play multiple roles. Grandparents, parents, great uncles, aunts, their friends and mentors, their community leaders and volunteers, elected officials, and critical contributors to the workplace. Clearly, our communities are stronger when everyone has an opportunity to contribute their talents. And what has age got to do with it? So on Sunday, and every day going forward, I want us together, let's make a committed effort to ensure that every person has the opportunity to fully participate in their communities throughout their lives. And Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? What do you see? Now we're back to the allure of Egypt. What, I wonder, did they have pens and pads? How did they write a journal? What did they do? How did they do it? He would study, I'm talking about Napoleon in Egypt. He would study and record every aspect of Egypt. To this end, he brought with him more than 500 civilians. I can't, this is, you know, it's breathtaking. He was 29 years old, including 150 biologists, mineralogists, linguists, mathematicians, chemists, and other scholars. Nothing like it has ever been done. The results of their labor would appear in the monumental 20-volume description of Egypt, completed in 1828. And in the course of their research, Egyptology was born. Should we all take a trip together to witness the allure of Egypt? Now, when Napoleon sailed for Egypt, many of the great luminarians, mathematicians, and mineralists, and well-known botanicals, they all traveled with him. And one of the older savants was the artist Dominique, who had also assisted Bonaparte in selecting art on the Italian campaign. He later became the first curator of the Louvre, although these established men were important. Most members of the commission were in their early 30s. I wonder what the lifespan was at the time of Napoleon. I'm going to have to go online, or even younger. These scholars formed the Scientific and Artistic Commission of Egypt. Some of the senior members were professors at prestigious schools in Paris, and they brought their most promising students with them on the trip of their lives. The fleet landed in Alexandria on July 1st, 1798. I wonder what it was like to sail the ocean blue. And almost immediately, the savants were left on their own. There was a war to fight, and the generals were too preoccupied with getting supplies for their troops to worry about the scholars. So many of the students had to scrounge around for themselves. Conditions at Alexandria were squalid, and some of the men went to a nearby port looking for better accommodations. Once Cairo was secured, they would be summoned and established in permanent quarters. And during the first month in Egypt, the French fought the two most important battles of the campaign. Both are misnamed. The Battle of the Pyramids was fought in a melon field nearly 10 miles from the pyramids. And the Battle of the Nile was not fought on the Nile. What was it like to live in the circa 1798? What was their lifespan? What were they thinking? How did they archive? How did they journal their experience? How did they do it? Now, this was all extrapolated from this incredible book from the editors of archaeology, Egypt's Sacred Temple, the Pharaohs, How to Build a Pyramid, Royal Mummified Pets. I didn't even think about that. Who's in the tomb 55? And they've uncovered the mystery of the unknown man E. And what is it? The lifespan of a mummy's life. Permanent pets. Letters to the crocodile god, city of the hawk. in the realm of the dead and treasures of Egypt. Until we meet again, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.
You've reached the voicemail of Kathy Watson. At the sound of the tone, leave your message. Au revoir.